present, an increasingly dysfunctional economic system, and an ecological crisis that requires global cooperation to resolve. It's a call-in show, and you're invited to participate. That's on Thresholds, Thursdays at 3 p.m. here on KPFT, Houston.
This is Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig, and you can listen online at kpft.org. You can listen on the phone, on the radio, obviously. I don't know. My mind has been a little distracted today, so just forgive me. Today, my guest is Mario Castillo. He was on with me a couple, 3 weeks ago. We were talking about the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. And since we're now getting to the end of the 2014 enrollment period, and since there were a lot of questions raised by callers, a lot of good points, a lot of things that have happened since then in terms of statistics and further information, I thought that really rather as a public service, this was a topic worth revisiting. Mario is a member of GetCoveredAmerica.org. This is not a political advocacy group. They don't advocate for any Obama policy or advocate for Obamacare specifically. What they simply want to do is, given the reality of the health care law, they want to help people get covered with health care. That is their sole goal. It's not pro-Democrat or pro-Republican or Tea Party or socialist. This is just, we have a policy, we have a law. These folks want to help other folks take advantage of their opportunity. To rehash a little bit of what we covered last time, the so-called young invincibles, 18 to 34, 43% of Houstonians in that age range, as of the last count I have, do not have health insurance. Mario may be able to update me on that number. No, he can't. Unplanned medical bills are the leading cause of bankruptcy. This, I don't think, is particular to any age group. About two-thirds of all bankruptcies are related to medical bills, not bad choices or maxing out credit cards or overextending your home equity line of credit. Medical bills. So this is a really, really major deal. The enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, for 2014 ends on March 31st.
That's correct.
So if you haven't signed up by March 31st, you will have to wait for the enrollment period for 2015, which I guess will probably start something like October.
That will start on November 15th and run through February 15th.
But that would be for people who want to take advantage beginning in 2015. So that would leave you for the balance of 2014 without health care if you have not made some kind of an arrangement.
That's correct.
So let's start a little bit with some of the things that came up last time. There are other kinds of health care that people can get aside from buying into Obamacare. In Harris County, you've got the Harris County what do they call it, HACS, Harris County Association of Community Services, I think is what it's called. You have the Texas Gold Card option. So there are things you can get that help to protect you from catastrophic illness or catastrophic accidents. But the thing that's always important to remember is those kinds of coverage, really, they're only required to stabilize you.
Right.
They don't have to take any extreme measures, organ transplants, perpetual organ maintenance, that kind of stuff. It's just stabilize you. I should mention, we are going to be taking phone calls for this show. This is actually the whole point of a show like this, is to take your questions and comments. And while Mario is not a facilitator who helps people enroll in Obamacare, there are many questions he can answer, and also referrals he can give you to places where you can get information. The phone number is 713-526-5738, otherwise known as 713-526-KPFT. We do have open lines and look forward to your calls. How much do tax credits affect Affordable Care Act enrollment options?
That's a good question. Tax credits are something that most people don't have a lot of information about. People are still, for the most part, unaware that financial assistance is available to purchase healthcare through the Affordable Care Act. And it's going to depend on your income, and it's going to depend on your family size.
And your state.
And, well,
I mean, it depends on your state. If you are entitled to Medicaid in one state, you might not be entitled to Medicaid in another state. That's really what
that's
this whole
true.
Medicaid issue is about. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later. I think that the term tax credits can be a source of confusion by itself, because I think many people, what is it, like 47% of the population doesn't pay income tax. They pay lots of other taxes, but they don't pay income tax. So I think the term tax credit assumes that you're getting a credit against your income tax payments. So it's not entirely an accurate description of the kind of support people can get. Yes, you can get a tax credit.
That is correct. It's more accurate to describe it as a subsidy.
Okay.
Because most people are going to use this as a subsidy against their monthly premium before they pay their premium. So if their premium is $200 a month and they're getting $150 a month subsidy, their premium is going to then be $50 a month. Now, if they want to use this as a tax credit and apply it all at the end when they file their taxes, they can do that, but they're going to pay $200 a month for the year without advancing that to use it as a subsidy. So you can use it as a credit. You can use it as a subsidy. Most people, we imagine, who are going to qualify and obtain this will use it as a subsidy.
The phone number to the show, we are taking questions and comments on the Affordable Care Act and getting health insurance generally and for people that have difficulty obtaining it. The phone number is 713-526-5738. We do have open lines, and we have a caller, Kim. Kim, you're on the air. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, something that I never hear anyone speak of is, and I'm sure that everyone is aware that there are so many people out here, including myself, that are on such a tight budget, not even a budget. I mean, we just live week to week. We cannot even budget health care. I happen to be a veteran, and until I had a stroke like 4 years ago, I didn't even get plugged into the VA. So I have something that I can, fall back on. But there are so many people who, you know, they can't get health care because they don't have the money. They don't have the money to even go into the marketplace with Obamacare or any kind of care.
Mario, do you want to address Kim's question?
Sure. There are a couple of things that I'll say to this. One is the law was designed to expand their Medicaid program of every state, and that would have covered low-income adults and their families, but some states have opted out of that. So there are people who don't make enough money to qualify for a tax credit subsidy, and then there are people who don't make enough to qualify for Medicaid, so they're stuck in a gap. And
that gap is artificial.
Correct.
The law was intended to cover that gap.
Correct. So for the people who need this the most, they are sort of left out. And that was not by the design of the law. That was by a decision from state leadership. And so for people who end up in that hole, you have things like the Harris Health Gold Card. You have federally qualified health centers, city health clinics that can treat you on a sliding scale based on your income, but it's not comprehensive coverage.
I understand. I understand all that. And that has been the case for a long time. Those people who have been in the cracks, so to speak, and falling through the cracks, et cetera, have always known that these things are an option for them. So this big thing about everyone is going to have health care, it just isn't working. And it will not work because there are too many people like me, and actually I'm doing quite well. You know, like I said, you know, I'm covered by the VA.
Right. And actually you're not eligible for the Affordable Care Act because you have health coverage.
But my wife is not.
But keep in mind that this whole battle that's been going on across the country about states taking the federal Medicaid or not taking the federal Medicaid, that is what this is about. If Texas took, and I'm going to do the advocacy here because they don't, if Texas took the Medicaid money from the federal government, your wife would get subsidized coverage.
Well, you know, my wife, if she could get over her anxieties and stuff, could probably get Medicaid any day. But, you know, there are so many issues that are not addressed with this entire thing that is happening, and I just don't quite get it.
Okay, let me tell you something, sir. This I want to just – this is very important because what we have – is we have a lot of people that have been misinformed about the law and not knowing what the law really has to offer. And in just listening to you, it is quite evident that there are quite a few things that you may not be exactly aware of. First of all, the one thing that you're absolutely correct about is that in Texas, there will be a lot of people in need that fall within the cracks.
By design.
And the reason they'll fall within that crack, again, is because of our governor, and it's because of the rules of our state. Our state decided to do that. It is incumbent upon the population of the state to actually have people in office that will fulfill the needs of the population.
Elections
so
have
we should not attack Obamacare for what a Supreme Court has said it does not have the right to do. But our state government has the right to ensure that Obamacare works for them. But let me give a more important thing that we have done in this state. Every Texas tax-paying citizen is paying for Obamacare, including for the Medicaid expansion of Obamacare. However, our government in Texas has chosen to give away that money that would have gone to you, your wife, and all those that are in need because of an ideological reason. So what I'm trying to tell you is do not be upset at the law. Be upset of those.
I am not.
Yes, thank you.
I am not upset. I really believe in the process.
Absolutely,
that,
sir.
That it is happening. I really do.
And what we must do, sir, is get folks like you, and there are other avenues. I'm pretty sure Mike Honig here at his website would be happily entertain conversations with you to move this forward so that people action will actually take place in Texas, so that our community will actually force our government to actually engage to protect the citizenry.
Okay.
So maybe you can get on Jimmy Kimmel and offset Rick Perry.
Well, if Jimmy Kimmel calls, I could be tempted to respond affirmatively.
Thank you so much. I heard that earlier on KPFT. It's like, okay, here's a fun moment. But the point is, you know, we need to address at some point not just the...
Yeah. I appreciate your calling, Kim. We lost your call, but thank you so much for your comments. You're listening to KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig. You can get additional information about the show and the topic of the show and links to help expand on what we're talking about on the show at thinkwingradio.com. We have open lines, 713-526-5738, and we have another guest here who is, I think, a little bit of a surprise perhaps to Mario, Ann Filipik. Ann, are you with us?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mario. How are you guys?
Hey, Ann.
Oh, it's kind of like a surprise birthday party. I'm looking at Mario's face. It's just so fun.
I heard that Mario's joined a couple of your shows, and he's done such incredible work for us in Houston that I just wanted to call and say hi to both of you and to all your listeners, and thanks for all the incredible work.
It's like, this is your life, Mario Castillo.
I have to tell you, I wasn't expecting anyone I knew to call in at
this was
a 10 p.m. Radio show.
Yeah, this was a conspiracy between Ann, me, and Christine.
Well, that... You know, how is the bus tour going, Ann?
Yes, let's talk about that.
The bus tour is going great. And for folks that aren't familiar, I'm based in D.C. I'm with Enroll America and came down to Texas this week to kick off our Countdown to Get Covered bus tour. We started in Houston yesterday, went down to McAllen this morning, and then now I'm here in San Antonio. And it's gone really well. We're doing these local events, working with all the partners that you know, Mario has helped to foster the partnerships with and other teams across the state, and really trying to get the word out to people and make sure that they know, you know, there's only 19 days left to get covered before the March 31st deadline. And we know there's still a lot of folks that don't have the information they need. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to come together and join forces with the team here in Texas to get the word out.
I think it's important to note that this bus tour is not only to help people in those particular destinations to enroll with affordable care, but it's also to raise awareness. I mean, there are people here in Houston that have relatives in those places. There are people here in Houston who may be passing through Houston on the way to those places. And it's also a matter of raising awareness that you don't have to be in that city on that day in order to get assistance to enroll. Can we talk about some of, and by the way, there is a link on my website and my blog that will take you to the bus tour information as well as some other enrollment and Get Covered America information. Can you tell us, Ann, some other ways that people can get information on how to enroll and what subsidies they may be entitled to and what alternatives they have?
Sure, and I think it's a really important point because we know a lot of people still have questions and they're not quite sure where to turn. And the truth is that no matter what community you live in this country, really, whether it's even in Texas or another state, you're going to have people in your community who can perhaps sit down with you and actually go through the process if you're looking for in-person assistance. There's a hotline you can call if you want to talk to someone over the phone, and there's websites that you can go to get more information. And I really encourage everyone to check out our website, getcoveredamerica.org, because we really built this website to be sort of a hub of, you know, just the facts, the information that people need to really navigate this process. And so if you go to our website, again, that's getcoveredamerica.org, you can put in your zip code, and no matter what community you are in, you can actually find in-person assisters in your community. I was this morning in McAllen, as I said, and we were at the local library, and they are every single day from 9 to 5 having people there to help people go through the enrollment process. And this is not a rare thing. So, again, I encourage everybody to go to that website. and find out where you can get help. And as you were saying, Mike, it's important that you think about this not just for yourself, but also for your friends and your family and your, you know, neighbors and anyone that you know that might be uninsured, because the time is ticking, and we really want to make sure everybody has the information so they can complete the process by March 31st.
Newspapers or media outlets have been talking about how Obamacare has not met its goal for enrollment at this point. And I think that really the real story is how well Obamacare has done in the face of political obstinacy from states like Texas that are making it as hard as possible to get Obamacare.
And we just heard from the federal government, from the Department of Health and Human Services yesterday. They put out some new numbers, and we know that 4.2 million people across the country have already enrolled in coverage through the health insurance marketplace. And, you know, these are people that, you know, before they didn't have good health insurance options. You know, they might have shopped for coverage, and they couldn't find anything they could afford. And anything they could afford didn't have the coverage that really made it worth the expense. And that's really the thing that's changed, that people can not only find these good quality plans, but they can actually get financial assistance to help pay for them. And I think the real challenge we have is because of all of the misinformation and the real resistance that's out there, as you referenced, a lot of people don't know about this. They don't know that they can get some help to pay for their options. And so that's really what this bus tour is all about, and that's the work that Mario and the team in Houston are doing every single day, is to come together with partners who do want consumers to have the facts, who know that there are these really good options, and we're, you know, going to keep working every single day and every single hour up to March 31st to make sure that we can get as many people covered as possible.
Okay, we have a bunch of callers on the line right now. Actually, our lines look full, so I'm going to take Lee. Lee, you're on the air. What have you got to contribute to
Thank
for
you.
Us?
With every place you're going, I would like you to visit the historically black colleges, Prairie View, and the balance of them in Texas. A lot of the students do not have health insurance. I'd like to offer you to get in touch with student government and with student activities on the campuses to schedule visits, because the students have the ability through their families, if they're not covered and they're not within the 21, 25-year-old to get involved, they have the ability to have some discretionary funds to be able to buy insurance. That's about as far as I can take it. I can't give you contacts. It's an idea.
Okay.
I'm an instigator.
Good man. I appreciate that, Lee.
Thank you
so much. And Mario, what do you have to say to his comment?
I think he's spot on with that insight there. Colleges, local community colleges, HCC, we have partnered with. We have 5 enrollment events coming up, 3 on the 18th, 2 on the 19th at different HCC campuses. We're really excited about them. We've done some work with University of Houston, Texas Southern University, and even gone out to Sam Houston State and College Station. So we're trying. It's a little difficult for us to get into some of the universities, but we've been able to make some progress, and now we're starting to see those efforts pay off with enrollment events and hopefully getting a lot of young individuals insurance.
Okay, we have a couple of open lines now, 713-526-5738. We're talking about affordable health care and the fact that we're getting to the end of the 2014 enrollment period. Gary, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hello. I want to just say that I think this entire issue begs the question. We're not addressing the cost of health care. We're addressing the cost of medicine. May I read you a letter in the Houston Chronicle?
I would really rather you didn't, to be quite
Why?
Candid.
Why? It's really good.
Because reading letters on the air is not what I'm doing here.
What we're pointing out then, let me just say, if you won't let me read the letter, is that, you know, the cost of health care is outrageous. And we're trying to address the cost of insurance. But when you're spending $400, $500 a month for years and years and years, and then you have to pay a deductible. deductible of $10,000 after all that, and your cost is $50,000. I mean, isn't that the issue? The issue is not...
Well, the issue, I think, is that you have some kind of coverage that may keep you from bankruptcy.
But
that
you're
a maximum,
doing the same
a maximum...
thing. You're not addressing the cost of health care. You're addressing the cost of insurance. But insurance wouldn't be the issue if health care wasn't so outrageously expensive.
Well, we're not talking chicken and egg here. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, how people can take advantage of it to get some kind of coverage so that they can get wellness tests, they can get vaccinations, they can get exams, they can see a doctor. Those are the things we're talking about.
All right, well, we're addressing the chicken here and the cost of insurance, but we're not addressing the egg, which is the cost of health care.
Well, we can only do one farm thing at a time. So I'm going to have to cut you short, Gary.
I
honestly think that you're really just kind of trying to promote an agenda when what we're trying to do.
I have no agenda.
When what we're trying to do here is to assist people in taking advantage of an opportunity to get medical coverage if they don't.
Exactly.
But we're not talking about the bigger issue of somehow getting control of the cost of the medical insurance industry. So I apologize, Gary. I've got other people, and I'm going
to
let you go. All right. I apologize to Gary, but, you know, really, we that's not what we're talking about today. We can talk about that another time, perhaps. Next person I have online is... I think, who's next, David or Sanjay? Sanjay?
Yes,
okay, it is your turn, sir. How are you doing? You're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I had a very specific question for Mario. This is regarding, you know, I'm dealing with my mom's immigration. She has immigrated to the United States 2 years ago, and trying to get insurance for her under Obamacare.
Is she green card?
She's got a green card, but we keep seeing, you know, but she doesn't have the income to qualify for Medicaid.
That's one of those things about not taking the federal money. My mother-in-law is in the same boat, as it happens.
So I'm kind of at a total loss. As always, what do we do? Because, you know, she can't get the Medicaid, and she can't get the insurance either.
There are some options. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound like the marketplace is going to be one of those options. Has she applied and already been told that she doesn't qualify for a tax credit or traditional Medicaid in Texas?
No, I try to call the Medicaid office, and I just can't get through to them. I've called them like 6 days in a row.
Okay. I would encourage you and your mom to apply on healthcare.gov mm-hmm. and see, go through the process. It's very straightforward. It's one application. You can see what your options are. If, you know, she does in fact not make enough money for a tax credit but makes too much for Medicaid, you'll be told that, and then you'll know that your options are, you know, if your mom is a Harris County resident, she can utilize the gold card or look for a federally qualified health center where she can get seen on a sliding scale regardless of her income for her medical needs. But you should at least apply, because you don't know until you do, and she just might end up qualifying for Medicaid, but until you apply, you won't know.
I actually can maybe add a little here, because my mother-in-law is in kind of the same boat. She has a green card. She's been in the United States now for a year. One of the problems with Medicaid for her, aside from the income level, is that she hasn't been in the United States for 5 years. So apparently there's that constraint.
Yeah, that's the one.
But
I have to.
At healthcare.gov, even though she doesn't make much money or any, even though she hasn't been in the United States for 5 years, she has a green card, but even that's not necessary. Even if she had a student visa or she had a work permit or she was in the United States with any legal status at all, she almost certainly, I can say this with a certainty of about 99%, will qualify for the right to purchase some kind of a plan from healthcare.gov. It'll probably, and you know, I'm not saying this is an expert, this is based on my personal experience, it'll probably be a bronze plan. There's a plan that costs about $4,800 a year, about $400 a month, slightly less. It has a $6,000 maximum out-of-pocket. So there's a $6,000 deductible, and then after $10,000, including your premiums, if, God forbid, she needs that kind of medical care, then she would get that for free. But now, Mario, there are other things that come along with that. Even though there's a $6,000 out-of-pocket, even though you have to meet that before you are then 100% covered, there are things that you get at no additional charge just for having even a bronze plan. Can you talk about some of those?
Sure. You know, one of the things that we like to talk about that speak to the quality of the plans are the things that get covered under preventative care. And when you sign up for an insurance plan, you get preventative services at no out-of-pocket cost. So you pay your monthly premium and you want to go utilize preventative services. It's not going to cost a copay. You're not going to have to meet your deductible.
Yeah, no charges, no charge. So give us an example of some of the services, let's say for his mom.
Sure. You know, for women, there are over 22 specific preventative services that include a well woman exam. You can get cervical cancer screenings, breast cancer mammograms. You can get domestic and interpersonal violence screening and counseling, folic acid supplements. If you become pregnant, you can get gestational diabetes screenings, osteoporosis screenings as you age and want to check your bone density. Birth control, contraceptives are covered under these plans. So that's, you know, specifically for women and all under preventative care. If you want to talk about adults, you know, they have
Flu vaccinations, I think, are covered under these, are they not?
All vaccines.
All vaccinations.
For that would be classified for adults. Immunizations and vaccines. Diet counseling, diabetes type 2 screenings for adults who have high blood pressure. You can get depression counseling and screenings, cholesterol checks, colon cancer checks, blood pressure checks, alcohol screening and counseling if you need it. And if you have some heart issues and you need aspirin therapy, that counts as preventative as well.
So the thing to really look at here is while the premium seems daunting and the $6,000 deductible is additionally daunting, and believe me, I've been looking at this with my wife on a personal basis, so right. I feel your pain. But there is a lot that comes with it that is aside from the deductible. It's aside from the premium. There are many health benefits that come with the policy that are separate from any out-of-pocket costs. So I would strongly recommend you go to healthcare.gov. And there's also a phone number. Now, the website is not up 24 hours a day, but the phone number is up 24 hours a day. And I will read that to you if you want to just give them a call anytime. It's 800-318-2596. And I'll read that one more time, 800-318-2596. The website is not 24 hours a day, but the phone number is. So I would recommend you call them. They're very helpful. They will do their best to assist you and guide you. Of course, they can't push you toward anything. They can't advocate anything, but they will give you as much information as possible.
All right. Thank
you very much. I wish you the best of luck with that. Thank you so much for calling, Sanjay. You are listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig here on KPFT 90.1 FM. We have open lines and a half hour to go. Phone number is 713-526-5738 or 713-526-KPFT. My guest is Mario Castillo, and he works with GetCoveredAmerica.org. I'm sorry. I should actually look at my notes. GetCoveredAmerica.org.
Typically, it's just Get Covered America.
Get Covered America.
But our website is GetCoveredAmerica.org.
There
so
you go.
You can plug that.
And I've also got Ann Philippic, who is president of Get Covered America. And you can go to my website and also click on links that will give you some additional information and help at thinkwingradio.com. We have David on the line. David, you're on the air. You've been a very patient fellow, and I appreciate that. What's on your mind tonight?
No problem. I just took a new job, and I've just got coverage actually this week. And I wasn't aware of the subsidies that are available. Is that available if I have insurance through my company?
That's a really good question. If your job is offering you insurance, you could go to the marketplace and apply, but because you have employer-based insurance, you wouldn't be eligible for a tax credit through the marketplace. There is a small provision that will allow people who have a premium high enough, that's more than their 9.5% of their income, that can go to the marketplace and get the tax credit, even though they have employer-based coverage. But for the most part, that's not going to affect a lot of people. Most people who have employer-based coverage can get the insurance, pay their premiums. It's not going to be more than 9.5% of their income. So they're not typically looking to leave or find other coverage. If you feel like your coverage is unaffordable and you want to check out your options, then you can definitely go and apply on the marketplace at healthcare.gov. But the tax credit won't be available to you if the healthcare costs that you're paying now is less than 9.5% of your income.
It always pays to check out your options, David.
I think I might be close, so I really appreciate that. That's great information.
Well, I appreciate your having been so patient, and that was a really good question. Thank you so much for it.
Thank you so much.
The phone number, we've got open lines. You can call in. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, basically getting health care coverage for people who may otherwise have difficulty getting it. It's worth remembering that pre-existing conditions are no longer an obstacle. Lifetime limits on coverage are no longer an obstacle. You may or may not qualify for subsidy assistance. That depends on the state that you're in and other factors that you would have to look at personally. But we're here to try to answer questions and at least provide guidance on where you might find answers. 713-526-5738. I should mention my engineer and the fellow who was also sharing in the conversation before, Egberto Willis. I just forgot to introduce him at the beginning of the show, and I apologize for that. He always says it's not necessary, but I like to do it anyway. John, you are on the air with me and Mario Castillo and Ann Filipic. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you for taking the call. This, unfortunately, should be made mandatory for everyone in the country to listen to this station right now. My first question is pretty straightforward. When Perry decided to opt out, I've read in certain websites that we would have gotten $9 to $1 if we opted in. Is that correct?
No, that is actually incorrect. It's even worse than that. We would have gotten 100% coverage for the first 3 years.
Okay.
Texas wouldn't have spent a dime. It would have been not only would it have been painless, it would have been great for the business sector, the healthcare business sector in Texas. This is a strictly ideological, and you see, Mario can't talk to this.
Oh, without a doubt.
He's not a political advocacy guy. I'm a political advocacy guy. So,
as am I. And as you say, unfortunately, if it was any other president right now, I don't think we'd have a problem. Unfortunately, ideological things, and I've got neighbors here in a fairly nice neighborhood in Conroe that now say, oh, we're going to be paying for those people again. You know, and one thing that I try to use as an argument, and because you guys know a lot more than I do, what I tell them is okay, if we don't get the people on Medicaid that need it, they are going to use an emergency room as a doctor's office. We will end up paying those bills through our taxes, et cetera. So it's going to cost us even more than what it would if we opted in.
It's the old story about maintenance being cheaper than repair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it really kind of comes down to. Maintaining good health is much more cost-effective. If you have to argue with a conservative, the way you argue it is cost. It's kind of like, you know, just because we can agree without having to agree on why we agree. If you're a bleeding heart and want people to get medical care because you feel it's a human right or because you don't feel people should die under a bridge, that's great. If you think people should get health care because it's cheaper and saves the government money so that it doesn't force you to use an emergency room and it doesn't force you to use much more expensive care, that's great. I don't care why you agree on the topic. We can agree for different reasons. But your point is well taken, and I will actually go a little bit further. I think part of it is looking at it almost as an insurance policy. When you look back at history, you know, it's great when people say, oh, the United States is a politically stable country and revolutions don't happen here because we have the ballot box and we have democracy. But the fact is, if you have people in need, they're not happy about being in need. And if you have enough people in need, it becomes a movement. And then when you have a big enough movement, you start to have civil unrest. Am I advocating this? Absolutely not. I am not advocating civil unrest. Right. But at the end of the road, when you look at where things go to at their extreme, you look at revolution. So, you know, a really, really rich person, a multimillionaire, a billionaire, I understand it's painful to let go of your money, man, but look at it as an insurance premium. It's life insurance.
Well, I have one more comment on how you're saying it's more political than any of the ideologies. I'm retired from a very prominent delivery company. I worked there for 33 years, and then I qualified for Medicare. The March of that year, my wife called up for a doctor's visit. I got a phone call back from the doctor's office that said I was no longer insured. And I said, what in the world do you mean I'm not insured? I'm retired from this place. I'd give you the name, but you might get in trouble. So, and they said, well, as of 2010, January 1st, 2010, we no longer offer insurance for retirees that accept Medicare. Okay?
Yeah,
now, they didn't advise me of this or anything, which was just a pain in the butt for myself. But they've turned around because I still know several couriers that I've worked with. And they've asked this question on the Beltline in the morning. And the managers actually say, well, that was taken away because of Obamacare.
No, that's not true. That's standard Medicare for decades.
You know, like I said, wait a minute. It happened to me in 2010, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I said, they just do this, as you had said, political ideologies. And no matter what complaint you have about medical right now, it is supposedly because of the Affordable Care Act.
You know what? I mean, I'm going to be really facetious here, but it's like climate change, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Superstorm Sandy, Obamacare. The drought in California, Obamacare.
Right.
You know,
right.
On a facetious level, that's pretty much how it seems.
Well,
to
you know
out.
What? And you're not that far from it. And look, I've heard people that here actually say, well, see how cold it is? There's no global warming.
Yeah, there's this thing between weather and climate.
You're not understanding the concept of global warming.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the call. And as I said, it's so informative. I wish it was mandatory for everyone to listen.
Well, the good news is that it's on the KPFT archive, and eventually I put it on my website in an archive. That's thinkwingradio.com. Now, the KPFT archive, you can either go to kpft.org and then do on demand, or you can go to archive.kpft.org, or you can go to thinkwingradio.com, where I always end up eventually, usually within several days, putting the shows on the air. So, in effect, this is as eternal as the internet is.
Oh, that's wonderful, because then I have a little bit of more knowledgeable program that can back up my arguments.
I appreciate your comments so much. And
you have a great evening, and thank you so much for the information.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for being so kind. River Rover, you are on with Ann Filipic and Mario Castillo and Egberto Willis and yours truly. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Liz.
Hi, and thanks for waiting.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I really don't want to take up any of your time. I just wanted to say to Egberto Willis, tell him River Rover from Daily Kos says hello.
Hey, man, no personal calls on your work.
My God, sorry, my friend.
Well, there can't be many people named Egberto Willis.
Not too many.
And he's kind of a front pager on Kos, so.
He's a great engineer. I'm so excited to have him with me to do the show. It's just you have no idea.
He's your engineer tonight?
He is my engineer so far every night.
I am just a lowly engineer.
Oh, man, he's not lowly at all. He's a great asset.
Well, I don't know if you hang
he's
around.
He's blushing.
I don't know if you hang around Kos very much, but he's well known there.
I know he is.
And I'm building a terrible reputation myself. Well, I'll let you get back to your business. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much. That was kind and fun. Take care. You are listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. And my guest today is Mario Castillo of EnrollAmerica.org or GetCoveredAmerica.org. And also we have the privilege of Ann Filipik, who is the president of GetCoveredAmerica.org. We have open lines. The phone is 713-526-5738. And we've been pretty much ignoring you. So you've heard some of the comments. You've heard some of the discussion. I know we've talked about the bus tour. What else can you offer in terms of guidance for people who are not sure what their options are with health care, when they have the option of the Affordable Care Act or when they don't, or what kind of guidance can you offer?
Well, I think one really important thing, which we touched on a little bit earlier, but I think is worth a little more discussion, is the financial assistance that's available to folks. And this is something that we see, there still remains this really incredible lack of information. We put out a survey in January that showed that 69% of the people that we talked to, uninsured people across the country, had no idea that they could get financial help. And then we found that 85% of people we talked to said if they could find a plan that they could afford, they would enroll in health coverage. And so when you look at those two statistics, that sort of sums up a lot of what's happening here. And that while we've already seen that over 4 million people across the country, about 300,000 people in Texas itself have already enrolled in coverage, and we've seen that 82% of the people in Texas who've already enrolled have gotten financial help, we know that there are millions of people who aren't taking those steps. And we know that a big part of the reason for that is they are assuming that they can't afford it. And they're thinking about their past experiences when they tried to buy coverage and it just was so far out of their means. And so I think that's the most important thing. And I think for all of your listeners, again, to think not just for themselves, but also for their friends and neighbors and family, is to really encourage people to know that they can get financial assistance, to check out their options, and to begin the process. And the other thing I'd just say is that March 31st is the deadline. We find that for a lot of people that don't have coverage, that, you know, this is a little bit of a process. You described it a little bit with your mom in terms of, or your mother-in-law, in terms of checking out her options. But I'd really ask everyone to start the process now, so that if you do have questions as you go forward, you can get all of those questions answered and complete the process by the end of the month.
You know, I've spent a lot of my life in one way or another in sales or sales-related work, and I find that there are a lot of good analogies in sales to life. One of the things that I think is relevant here in sales that they try to teach you is remember to ask for the sale. You can download information and download information and never ask for the sale. Well, I think that the parallel here is you have to ask for the assistance. You, as the consumer, you have to get in touch with Get Covered America or Enroll America or healthcare.gov. You have to take the step of asking. And once you do that, there are many, many people from governmental and non-governmental organizations who are prepared to try to advise you on your best course of action. Now, again, healthcare.gov, the 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week phone number is 1-800-318-2596. And I'll say it again, 1-800-318-2596. The website is not so much a 24-hour-a-day thing. That's healthcare.gov. I think it's down between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern time for maintenance, or 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., something like that. So the website at times is not up late at night. That's not unusual for websites. But you need to take the step to find out what is available to you, whether you can get subsidies, whether you can get tax credits, whether you're eligible for the insurance, whether maybe you need to look into Medicaid or you need to look into the Harris County Gold Card. There are health care options out there, but you have to take the initiative. You can't wait for someone to knock on your door. And now we let that soak in. The phone number is 713-526-5738. We have Bill on the line. Bill, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to ask the panel what they thought about the chances of this Health Care Act being repealed.
I don't know whether they want to venture into that territory, because that's a political thing. Mario, Ann, either one of you want to step in that?
Well, I can just say this. I think certainly, you know, there's been an incredible amount of political debate in the past few years since the law has been passed. But I think something that you've seen recently, which is a really, really powerful thing, and actually speaks to the work that our organization is doing, is we're having conversations with consumers that are, they're not political conversations. We're telling people what's available to them and to their families to get life-changing health coverage that they can actually afford. And what we're finding is that that is a very personal, a very meaningful thing to people. And it's not a political debate. It's you know, the how they're going to support their family as they go forward. And the more that that's happening, the more that this is going to become something that is some people's lives and what they're expecting. And to think about someone taking that away from people, that's a totally different conversation than, you know, having a political debate. So I think that we are, the nature of the work that's happening now, the conversations, the enrollment that is occurring, that there are 4.2 million people now in this country that have affordable coverage that they didn't before. I just think we're going to see this, the sort of the narrative of this change pretty dramatically. And that's why, you know, that this work is so important. And that's why we got to get as many people covered as possible before the end of the month.
Pretty soon people will be holding up signs at town hall meetings saying, keep your government hands off my Obamacare.
You know, Mike,
yeah.
I want to say something that's important.
Sure.
Because not even those people right now that are advocating the repeal will want to repeal the law. It's simply currently a gimmick to attempt to win an election, because the advantages that have been given not only to the people that never had insurance, but to the people who have insurance now and realize these other features, anybody who attempts to repeal will create a new argument for their own defeat. So it's all a political game. So as far as this stuff ever being repealed, they may attempt to call something a repeal just to change a name, but a repeal in reality can now never occur.
Yeah, it's like, let's talk about repealing Obamacare. We're going to take your 22-year-old kid off your insurance. We're going to make sure that if you have an illness that costs more than $3 million over your lifetime, any combination of illnesses over your lifetime, you're going to die. I mean, we really want to take away this ability for people with pre-existing conditions to not be able to get insurance or to have an unaffordable way of getting insurance. You know, one of the objections that some people have, young people particularly, is, well, you know, this seems like an awfully expensive insurance plan for somebody young and healthy like me. There's something I'd like to point out, and that is that aging is a pre-existing condition. So if you're 25 and you feel like, well, you know, I'm a young person, I'm a healthy person, why should I be paying this much for insurance? Well, the whole point of insurance is to spread risk. Now, when you're a 45-year-old, not entirely so healthy person who's taking blood pressure medication and cholesterol reduction medication, and maybe you've got tennis elbow or you've wrenched a knee or you've got chronic back pain, and you're not paying $1,500 a month for insurance, this is suddenly going to look like a really sweet deal. So you have to kind of put it in perspective.
Could I ask one more question?
Sure, Bill.
What do you think of the idea of combining health care with Social Security?
That was the original plan.
Rather than paying Social Security taxes to get some kind of a small pension, you get to be 70 years old or so.
Well,
but you get a lifetime guarantee of health insurance.
Well, that was the origin of the argument, was the single-payer system, Medicare for all. And, of course, that was ultimately defeated. But I have a feeling, you know, it may take a generation. I think we'll eventually get there.
They'll all die at some point.
Yes, life is a pre-existing condition. That's exactly right.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Bill.
I know you have lots of callers on the line. Thank you very much for your
reply.
Well, I appreciate your call, Bill. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, if you call in quick and have something relatively brief to say, we do have open lines, 713-526-5738. Mario, you want to say something?
I just want to make a quick plug for getcoveredamerica.org/Houston, where we will have all of our upcoming enrollment events listed throughout the city that you can look and see if there's something going on in your neighborhood, if you need some assistance and you want to come out and talk to someone in person. And then also, there's a local call center number. That number is 832-393-5423, and you can call, talk to a navigator, set up an appointment to meet with a navigator at any city multi-service center, or look for events that are happening throughout the city from that number as well.
We have another caller, another Lee. Is it another Lee, or is it the same Lee?
Hello?
Hi, Lee, you're on the air.
Yeah, the young man has said put health care with Social Security.
Uh-huh.
Take the cap off of Social Security.
Yes, that is...
That's number one.
Yes, you can either take it off or at least lift it.
No. Take it off. Let the Walmart
pay a flat rate.
Let the Walmart thieves pay the same price that the man that works doing cutting grass pays.
Yeah, I mean, that's a policy choice, but yeah, I think that that's absolutely one of the directions we need to explore seriously.
That's number one direction. And second, I hadn't heard the idea of adding the health care in with Social Security. Yeah, I'll go for that.
Yeah.
But and you know, like...
Okay, Lee, thank you so much, Lee. I said a minute, and that's what we got. Brad, you're probably going to be the last caller. You're
all
on
right.
The air. What's on your mind?
Real quickly, if you're having a bunch of people that have these, that are really expensive illnesses, and they're going to be covered, and you're getting people who've never had coverage that are now going to be covered, and everyone's going to get on Medicaid, who's getting the shaft? Because, you know, there's someone has to pay for this. So whose insurance rates are going up?
Egberto is begging me to reply to this.
That is a perfect question. Sir, right now, today, you are paying for all those things that you just mentioned right now, because nobody in the United States dies when they get sick. However, your rates right now are paying for it. The only thing that's different now is that it's done in an honest way. It's done in a comprehensive way that reduces costs for all. Because right now, whenever that sick person falls or that person breaks a leg without any insurance, you pay.
Yeah,
whenever
goes,
that other person,
taxes or insurance
exactly,
rates.
You are paying right now. What Obamacare brings is the honesty to healthcare. And Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Brad. I hope that gives you some response, because we're pretty much out of time. Thank you so much for all your calls. I think it's been a really fun show, really informative show. I want to thank Mario Castillo of Get Covered America and Enroll America.
Thank you, Mike, for having me back.
My pleasure. And Ann Filipic, the president of Get Covered America, thank you so much not only for calling in but on hanging on through the show.
Sure. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. And I'm going to be a little less facetious in my sign-off this time. If you want to get something you need, remember, you have to make the call. Call healthcare.gov or call 1-800, where was that number? Here, 1-800-318-2596. It's up to you to call for your healthcare. Have a great week.
March marks 44 years. KPFT has brought you some of the most thought-provoking, rousing, and inspiring broadcasts to Southeast Texas. And in week two of our online celebration, we ask you to consider giving at kpft.org on behalf of someone you love. Maybe it's that artist you discovered through KPFT, that idea that expanded your mind, that DJ who was part of your routine, or that community organization, local performer, or artist who reached you deeply through KPFT. All these people were able to contribute to your life because KPFT was there. Whether you've been listening 44 years or 44 minutes, the life this station breathes into our community is unmistakable. Please consider visiting kpft.org now to donate on behalf of someone who made a difference to you. This is KPFT Houston. KPFT's weekday morning programming features a mix of news and visionary public affairs. We encourage you to tune in. Your morning starts at 5 with a mix of great insights and ideas, including discussions of science and technology, public policy, international affairs, and more. Stay with us at 6 for BBC News, delivering award-winning journalism. Then at 7, it's Democracy Now!, hosted by Amy Goodman. There's a news update at 8 with BBC, followed by Open Journal at 9. It's our AM drive time lineup. Get an informed start to your weekday morning right here on 90.1 KPFT Houston, kpft.org online.